Barn, let's barn barn we tanan hosam, yeah? Daf nun hey omer alif tanan hosam and the barn river Rabbi Huda says, Loha you shayfas lakini chayva mimne chataruvas. Okay, there were no shayfas lakini chayva. There were no shayfas for pushkas. Pushkas, a shayfer is a pushka. They did not have in the basin a shayfer for lakini chayva in order to give a donation, a gift for the birds of chayva. Because there'll be a mixture, because the people that will give the money will get mixed up in the wrong, it will be put in the wrong place. Frek the Gemara, my mibnei ha taruvos. What exactly does this mean, the taruvos? Amar Rav Yosef, mibnei taruvos chayva b'nedava. People would mix up chayva and nedava. Rashi, shema yischalef shayva b'shayva v'yikrav b'mos shayva chayva nedava ay mishal nedava chayva b'tipasla shat chayva achas lechatas v'achas le'oyla. V'anedava kulam oyla, so ein masa oyla masa chata shavin. Okay, so in other words, women would come, and women would give money for the choiva if they gave birth to a baby, and a choiva echad lechatas echad le'oyla mitzui hazah lemala lemata. One goes to eat, coin eats; one the coin does not eat. But people also brought gifts. They put money in the pushka for nedavas, birds, and the nedava is two oylas. So then, because the birds are birds, there's going to be a confusion, and therefore you don't put money in the pushka. There's no automated process. Okay, it has to be a forensic audit. We don't want to have any automation by Dominion voting machines automating the process, because there's going to be corruption. There's going to be mistakes made. It has to be done by hand. You give the kohen the birds. When you give the coin the money and they go buy the birds on the spot, off an art. Yeah, you buy it on the spot. Good? Shlomi, you got it? Keep the microphone near you so I can always hear you. I have to buy you already a new microphone already. Och, and wait for me. Weiter. What's the problem? Let them make two different shofars. What's the problem? Have two shofars, and on one shofar a nedav, one chayva, and they'll do the right thing. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, less like Siva. The Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda says, al kach the zimun belav adaite la'niyav b'miksav, because the kohanim are going to get mixed up, or the people will not follow directions. When they put the money in the pushka, they're not going to put the money in the right pushka. When the kohanim take the money from the pushka, they're not going to take the money from the right pushka. People do not follow what it says, the instructions. That's an old fact. Don't follow, and people do not know how to follow instructions. Before I forget, I want to tell you, I'm not going to be here 2 weeks, 2 days this week. 2 days I'm going to miss. I'm going to miss Tuesday and Wednesday. I have two weddings. Okay, two weddings that I'm very close, very rare, it almost never happens. That there's a wedding that I feel that I should attend, well, even though no one could care less, I go. But I feel it's the right thing because I'm very close with these people, sort of, or whatever. I think I'm close, right? But I feel it's the right thing for me to go to these two weddings. On Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm not going to be here. So Shlomi, do you want to give the share?
No, I'll go on vacation.
I'm Shalimin, what are you going to do? Going to go fishing? Weiter.
I'd love to give a share, but I'm not up to it.
All right, so please remember, Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm not going to be here. Weiter. The Tanan. Just like Siv, the Tanan Lumishab, Hilary says, Lo ha yishab ela kein echad bilvad. Rabbi, now how do you know this? We're going to learn that from Yom Kippurim. Rabbi Yehuda says there's only one base. El kein echad bilvad. Shrei my time Allah, Mishum the Mechalfei. Now, we're talking about the base that we're referring to Yom Kippurim. There are two bloods. In other words, look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Mishum de mechalfi." Why? A cane means a base. A cane is a base. They did not have two bases, like baseball. There was only one base. There were not two bases. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. I avitre maniach mizrak hasoir alze v'shel par alze uchishabol lakachas es dama par pamim shin schalif lev nidlas shel soir hilchach ki leke elchad. You only have one. You're not gonna have a chance to put down to get confused. You're not gonna put one down until you take the other. In other words, There are three parts to the process. First, the Kohen Gadol goes in and he sprinkles the Dam HaPor. And then he goes in and he sprinkles the Dam HaSo'ir. Then he goes outside, he sprinkles on the Poroiches, the Dam HaPor. And then the Dam HaSo'ir. Now, in between, after he finishes sprinkling Dam HaPor, what does he do? He puts the blood of the Par in a special basin to hold the blood while he retrieves the Shechit on the So'ir. And then he goes and he sprinkles in the Kodesh HaKadosh and Dam HaSo'ir. Then he goes back out and he has to put down the Dam HaSo'ir and take the Dam HaPor. So what would you do? If you were the one who was designing the system, what would you do? You would have in the Heichal two different bases to hold the cups of blood. This is the cup for the Par, and this is for the Sawyer. So when he finishes, he'll come back and he'll put the blood of the Par in the right basin, and then he'll take down from the Sawyer. So why don't we have two separate basins, one from the Par and one for the Sawyer? The answer is because what's going to happen is he's going to get mixed up. He's going to put the one in the wrong place and forget what he's doing and then take the wrong blood. Therefore, if you only have one base, it will force him to keep cheshbon. Someone told me, I don't know if this is true or not, I don't know if it's true, someone told me that there are less accidents in corners that have stop signs than corners that have street lights. Because when there are street lights, people are not paying attention. They're relying upon automation. And they don't pay full attention. But when you have a stop sign, you come to a stop to a degree, and you look around to see what's going on. And when you put the onus of responsibility upon a person, sometimes the results are better. I don't know if it's true or not, but I remember hearing this, I remember reading about this. And if that would explain here in the Gemara over here, is that when you tell the Kohen Gadol, listen, there's only one base. You better pay attention to what's going on over here. You're coming out of the Kodesh HaKadosh, you have blood. So you got to pick up the blood, you got to pick up the other one, put down the other one. When you have to go and do something, then you're going to be paying more attention. Okay, so look at the Rashi again. This is a very important Rashi. Rashi over here says, E-Ovitre-Trev, you have two different bases. Maniach Mizrak HaSoyer, you're going to put down the Maniach, the Mizrak, the container of the Soyer. Alzeh. Vishalpar alze uchishabola kachas es dama par. If you're going to come now and take the blood of the par, pa'am samtam shen es chalefla, you're going to make a mistake. Vinoitel es shel soyer. Hilkach therefore, kileka el chad, if you only have one base, one support, loy monacha, you're not going to take one, add the shokel high. There's only room to support one. So if the dam of the par, of the soyer, is in the holder, I can't put down the Dam HaPor until I first take out the Dam HaSo'ir to make room. So then you're going to know what you're going to be paying attention. El Lechad Lo Monachai, you're not going to put down one Ad the Shokel Hai. Vinim Tzuchu Avoidos Kisidron, you'll make sure you do everything in the proper order. Shel So'ir, first you'll do the So'ir. And the Shel So'ir Achar Par Bifnim. First you do the Par Bifnim, then you do the So'ir afterwards. And then when you sprinkle on the poroiches, you first do the par v'shol par, acharecha behechol, v'yachar kach shol soyer. Fine. So therefore, the Gemara was telling us over here is Rabbi Tanur Rabbi Yudomer lo hoya shoshem lo kein echad bulvat. Trei my time aloy mishum b'mechalfei. Okay. So what was the let's go to the Gemara's question over here when it comes to the shofars. When it comes to the pushkas, they did not have a separate pushka for a cane of Nadava and a cane of Chayva, because you're going to come to confuse the two. Fractima, why not? Why are you going to confuse the two? Why can't you make two separate pushkas? And on each pushka you write, you have a label, like in the spink, they have a pushka here all the way on the left side by the closet. Are you familiar? Shlomo, are you familiar with this? Shlomi, are you familiar? In the spink, there's a big pushka. There's a pushka over here, a metal box, all the way by the wall. And that box is one box. And on the one box, there are different holes. And one hole, it says, the Beis HaKnesses, for Svarim, for this. Do you really pay attention when you put the money into the pushka, which hole it goes into? Do you pay attention where it goes into? There are a lot of different. Do you read what it says?
Sometimes, I guess, if you're earmarking it for something, you would read it.
So it says. So therefore, the Gemara here is saying that's not. It's not necessary because people do not pay attention. They will demand. The Gemara over here says that they did not do this. They did not do this in the Beis Hamikdash because Ksiva, why Mishum the Mechalfe, people get all confused and they mix everything. Everything gets all mixed up. So therefore, the same way they did not do this when it came to the holders for the blood, they did not do this for the Pushkas either. Just like we're bringing a Raya from Yom HaKippurim. Just like on Yom HaKippurim, we did not make two separate holders for the blood. They did not part of the Masor. Likewise, they did not make in the oh, tonight's the Torah, but that's dinner. I didn't go. Oh, you gewalt. They did not make for the Pushkas. I was asked to go and show my face and show my Hakaras HaTov. I guess that's life, huh?
So that was serious. That wasn't the ad lib. What was that?
What?
The dinner is tonight.
Yeah. And I was warned. I was warned by someone in Mach over there, and he says, "You know, you learned the yeshiva so many years. Don't you think you just don't want your money? Just come and say hello."
Vaita.
The what's the problem? Why in the base Yom HaKippurim can we make two of them? Right upon them. Hey, what is the answer? El Rabbi Yehuda, less like Ksiva. The answer is Ksiva does not work. People do not pay attention. Therefore, just like it does not work here, it's not going to work when it comes to donations. Meisve, Esri Akasha. What's the Kasha? Shloish Esri Shofars HaMikdash. There were 13 Shofars, 13 Pushkas in the Mikdash. Why is it called a Shofar? Because a Shofar, it's small on one end and it's big on the other end. You put the money goes in, it doesn't come out. Can you put the money in the big opening and it goes in, so you can't put your hand in to take the money out. It's deposits only. There's no withdrawals when it comes to the IRS. Weiter. Shloish Esrei Shofar HaMikdash. V'hoyu kosev aleihem taklin chad. It was written upon them. So we do find a ksiva. Taklin chaditin, the new coins. The taklin atik in the old coins. The kinin. What are kinin? Birds. Sets of birds. The guys lay oila. Now kinin means one is a chatos, one is an oila. For example, for the noshim tzitkaniyos who gave birth to kindalach, they have to bring a carbon in honor of their baby. And they have to also, the guys lay oila. You want to give a donation, you want to give oilas. The eitzim, a donation to give more money to purchase lumber. The cost of lumber has recently skyrocketed under the Biden administration. Ulavoina, frankincense. The Zahav, gold, lichapires. What is gold?
Lichapires.
What?
The Zahav lichapires, says here.
Lichapires. What does that word mean? What does it mean, lichapires? Gold for? For the Kaifres, or let me see, the Zalagores.
Gold for these vessels places money into this box. The vessels.
I have over here in the Lublin, Lika Poires. Oh, it's Dalid Vehe over here in this Gemara over here. Dalid. By the way, all the Gemaras of Yom are missing. Someone walked out with the Masifta and the art scroll, two Masiftas and one art scroll is gone. Who in the world has snatched the Gemaras? Weiter. I know there. Zav Neisan Lekupa Zulay Pachlas Min Zav Uman Mizalsu Klei Sharis. Perush Rashi. Kavani LeMizrukay Sakurim Kipura. Is a Rashi on this? Kipure. Kaparis means Kipure Zohav. They would wipe
the Mizrukays
basins. Why are the basins of blood called Kipure? Because they would wipe. Kipur means to wipe your hand after they did Zurika. And their hands were—they did a zrika. They dipped their finger, their index finger, into the blood, and they put it in the corner of the mizbeach. They would wipe. Kippur would wipe their hand on the outside of these utensils. So therefore, got a nickname called the kippure, lika poires, which means the basins, the shisha. So they would need collect money in order to purchase new kippure. How many kalim were there in the Beis Hamikdash used every single day? 93. This Beferish Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. It's a Gemara somewhere. It's in Yerushalmi. There were 93 utensils used every single day for the minimum number of korbanos that were needed in the Beis Hamikdash. 93.
And what's the maximum?
I don't know. I don't know the good question. And how? And that's in the Kinos on Tisha B'Av. The one that at Titus, it says they woke up in the morning and the 93 kelim were missing. Why 93? Connected the 93 times Hashem's name appears in Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah. This is Yerushalmi, Beferisha Yerushalmi. 93 times Hashem's name appears in Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah. That's why there were 93 kelim that were used every single day in the Mikdash. And these kelim are called the Kippurei. The Kippurei. The Shisha box number 6 was the Shisha. Now that would do, I'm sorry, that was 7. That was 7, that's already 7 boxes. And now there were another 6 boxes for stamp donations. The Shisha Limadova. Now the word is Taklin Chatin. What is Taklin Chatin? Elu Shkolim Shal Kol Shana Vashana. What is Taklin Chatin? New donations for Machsa Shekel. Taklin Chatikin Mish Lashakel Eshtakat Yishkol Lashana Haba. If someone did not give, did not pay his taxes, the Machsa Shekel last year, so he would put the Machsa Shekel in this special box. Next. Kinin, what are the kin? Hain, toirin. These are two birds, a chatos and an oila. Goizli oila, hain bnei yoina, those are bnei yoina. Okay, when you give a donation of goizlin, of just oila, so you bring bedavka, these are goizli oila, these are bnei yoina. These are why don't you go bring toirin? I don't know why. These are the whatever. Oila bnei yoina, you bring bnei yoina. The kulin oila, so all oila, stiv Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the Moritz Kasha over here? What's the Moritz Kasha? Look over here, go back to the Rashi. Rashi over here says over here, Vashisha Ladova. Back to the Rashi, Shisha Ladova. Four lines down. Lekates HaMizbeach. In the summertime, to keep the Mizbeach occupied with bringing of Korbanos. Laseis, Laseichan Mosh, Lashalecha Mikol HaRoyos, Mikol Ha, what's that word? Shalaychin mikol haroyis shal moiser ashamis vechatois sheshaninu bochen yire v'yimache v'yiblu damiv l'nedava. Okay, from they take money, all the ones that were put out the pasture. Okay, these 6 were also for what happens to the person who brings the carbon and the carbon gets lost and they find and they bring a replacement and then they find the original. So the original is sent out to pasture until it gets a blemish. When it gets a blemish, it is redeemed. And the money goes into this box. And in this box, they purchase oilois, lekeits, hamizbeach. Okay? Shaloichin nikol haroyas, all the animals that were put out to pasture. Shal moisar, ashamois, vichatois. The moisar, the extras, that often there is a law, I mean, there are 5 examples of chatois hamesis, halacha lemosh mesinai. There are 5 types of carbon chatois that are put to death. But there are other types of chatois that are not put to death where we put out the pasture. Sheshin bochem yire v'yimocher v'yibul double l'dove. Perikam b'bashin mocha shisha shayfers keneged shisha bate avos. Why 6? Keneged shisha bate avos. There were 24 mishmaris of kohanim, and each mishmar, in turn, was broken down into 6 families. So each box corresponds to one of the 6 families of each of that particular mishmar. Bati avos k'shebuchol mishmar mishmar v'chol echad v'yachad makir es makir es shel yoyma v'im hoyi mizbech batal b'yoymai she'ein ish mevi karbonis leichim beis b'nei beis av mos shayfer shalachen v'leichim mehem oilos v'hu keitz ha'mizbech shemzech. So, if everyone knew, everyone was divided by day, and if you are on a Tuesday, and on Tuesday the mizbech was idle, so you would open up the Tuesday box. The box that was set aside for Tuesday, and you would offer from that money, you would purchase korbanos. They would be male, and the mizbech would be occupied. That's for some reason. There's something that we're missing over here. The logistics, how all this worked, why, what happens if Tuesday's box is empty, but Monday's box is full? So what are you going to do? What happens to the leftover money? I really don't know how this all worked, but it says over here that on the base of, if on their particular day there was not a lot of people bringing korbanos, so it's not their cheres, the mizbech should be idle, so they would take money from the box that corresponded to that particular day, that particular Beis Av, and they would offer korbanos. Fine. What's the kasha? It's klar, klar de dibur. It says here beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Tanna of Yeshab Yehuda, and he says that they would go and they would wrap boxes, and on the box they would write down on the box the different function of this box, whether it's going to be taklin chadatin, taklin atikin, it's going to be nedavos, it's going to be all these achin. We have a kasha. And for the Gemara, Gzer Mishem Chadas Shemesu Baalecha, Shema Mesechan Mina Baalim, Shenastu Mos Beshoifar, Vekev in the Yeshvacha Machatois Havale Mos Shechadas Shemesu Baalecha, Vehin Holchos Liam Melech, Venimsu Mamurovis, Ima Ksheres, Upsulois Oysa Mahainu Mine Hataruvis. That's the Gemara's going to answer. You're right. We're going back to the end of the Gemara. What did the Gemara just said? There was no special box for the Kinei Choiva. Why not? Mipnei Hataruvis. So, the Gemara asks, "My hataruvos?" So the Gemara says it'll get mixed up with the nedavos. We don't want chayvos to get mixed with nedavos, because chayvos is a chatas ve'oila, and nedavos are kula oilas. So the Gemara says, "What are you talking about? What's the problem? Just write a son. You can trust people. You can trust that the people, the kohanim and the donors, will be diligent, and they will be precise." Careful to read the instructions. Read the instructions. In this box, you only put nedavos. In this box, you put chayvos. So the Gemara went on and said, no, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of kesiva. People do not know how to follow instructions. So therefore, that's not a good idea. The Gemara is, what are you saying? Rabbi Yehuda himself said people know how to follow instructions, because there were 13 pushkas, and each pushka had instructions exactly what it was for, just like we have here in Krula.
So there must be another reason.
So the Gemara says, you're right, scratch that reason, reject it. Let's start all over again. When it says emnei hataruvais, it means a taruvais of a chatois hamesois. If someone's going to go and give money l'choiva, which means one is a chatos, one is an oila, and that person dies very, very soon after he gives the money, before the kohanim, they bar the korbanos, then in that pushka, part of that money was meant for a chatos shemesu be'oleha. And the halacha l'moshe v'sinai teaches us, chatos shemesu be'oleha, the animal or the bird goes l'misa. And if it's not an animal or a bird, it's only money, the money has to be thrown liyam ha-melach. And now we're going to have a taruvis of money, and some of the money is going to be meant to go liyam ha-melach, and the other is meant to go to buy karbonis, and you have a taruvis, and it's not bottle, and we have grace it's ours. So because the laws of chatas ha-mesa are so severe, we don't want to set ourselves up for such a matzav. It's inevitable that people are going to die. Death is a reality in this world. People are going to die. This is their statistics. Follow the science. It's going to happen. Mimela was setting ourselves up for a disaster to have a taruvos of money. Partially, it's chatos shemesu b'olecha, with money that's good, hard-earned money, and now we're going to have to throw all the money liham melech, and those people who need kapara are going to be stuck. They're not going to even realize that they're not getting atonement for their sins because of this taruvis. Vayit in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, what does it mean over here? Gzer mishem chadash shemesu b'olecha. In fact, mi chayishina, now we chayish, that someone's going to die. What are you talking about? People don't die. There's a cheskas chayim. People live forever. Right? So let's see. You want to talk about like, oh, see, now you're saying svaris, like CDC svaris. You have to follow the big, you say very tibuzach, it's not a joke. The big picture, even though that we know that vaccines can cause death, even though that we have on a record already in the United States at least 4,000 people who died, and even though when it came to the swine flu, even if you only had 63 people, they discontinued the swine flu vaccine because 63 people, they felt that's already past the threshold and it's not safe. And in the United States of America, for over 4,000, 5,000 that we know of, and Kolshan Ham that we don't know of, no, we have to look at the big picture. The grosser picture is 300 million people in America. We have to follow the...
Now we can go weiter, thank you.
Weiter. Umi chai shinan. The other Mishnah Ashlech Chatos in Medinas, if a person sends the Kamech Chatos from Medinas Hayam, if you send the Chatos from Medinas Hayam, Makrivin Oysa Becheska Shukayim. This is science, this is a very important Gemara when it comes to science, comes to the study of vaccines. I'm not joking. You bring it, because the assumption is nothing's going to happen. Cheskas Chaim. Every yochid you have to follow the roif. Ella. So the Gemara is there. It's not an excuse. The Gemara is saying this is not valid. How come no one I saw in all the Corona books, no one spoke about this Mamech Hazal? Murdering Mamech Hazal. That you have to go look at each, that even though in the big picture of things, taka, people are going to die, but each individual you have to assume as a cheskas chayim, the mele, we're not concerned about the taruvas of chashemesis, the mele, the back of the Morris Kash has been reinstated. Rabbi Yehuda, the whole ksiva is a valid mahalach, it's a valid mahalach, so we should have two boxes, one lechoivas, one lenadava, and we have nothing to worry about. Don't worry about people dying, that's not our concern, it's enough to, that lahalocha. You need not be concerned about this. That's the case. The case, not discussing a case where a person will die. We're discussing a case when we know someone died. In other words,
and you can't
separate the money. It's too late now. That's Morris' next house. Look at the Rashi. It's a very delicate answer here. What's the difference between this answer and the previous answer? We have to go back and read the previous Rashi, because there's a very delicate step the Gemara is going between the first answer and the second answer. L'chora, it's exactly the same. Right now we're instituting something. We're coming now to make boxes. So what's the Gemara's difference between Shema and Vadai? It's all the same. Rashi, go back to the previous Rashi, it's a very delicate mahalach over here. Gzer mishum shchadat shemes v'lecha Shema me'esech ben abalim shenosnu mos v'shoifar. Maybe he'll die. V'kevan d'yesh bohen chatois havle mos shchadat shemes v'lecha v'hein holchus ha'melech v'nimsu me'uravois imak sheois Upoislois oisan v'hainu. That's what it means in the Tarubos. Enter the Gemara. Shemes subel vaday. Sh'anu yoidin by shemes mishenosan mos l'shoifar v'adayin loy karban. I don't know. This requires a sheer.
What's the problem?
It's all the same. Right now. What do you mean vaday? What do you mean vaday? Right now. We don't know. Right now.
Vaday means if it's a case where we know somebody died.
So we'll worry about it then. That's part of the Gemara. That was the Gemara.
Worry about. We know somebody died.
I don't understand what you're saying. The Gemara over here is asking a question. We're talking over here. Here we are. We're making policy. We're coming to issue public policy. Should we in the Beis HaMikdash make boxes that say on it Nedava and Chayva? Should we make the boxes?
Is, if we know that someone died, we'll have a problem if we make these boxes.
So, but the Gemara said we're not. That was the Gemara's first answer. We're not Mechoyev. Shema.
Said that we don't know someone died. Maybe somebody died.
I hear the words. I hear your words. But if you think about it, it's all the same. All right, let's not dwell upon this. This little prat over here needs hasbara. This needs hasbara. And this is not a small thing, because in I think you can take what it says over here and try to figure out exactly and try to use this as a springboard to answer the question, should you take the vaccine? Should you not take the vaccine? Okay? And there's something, a lot of depth going on over here. Right now, we're coming to establish public policy. Should we have two separate boxes? So the Gemara, we're concerned, maybe someone will die. So the Gemara says, excuse me, sir, we're not concerned. That's not a concern. We don't think that's not the way halacha operates. Halacha doesn't operate. Okay, so we're concerned, maybe someone died. No one died now. Right now, we have not even made the boxes. We're coming to the search, should we make the boxes? No one died. Everyone's alive. We just said we're not concerned. Well, you're living now in the future. You're living.
No, if you did that, if you made the box,
yeah.
We know for certain that someone dies.
So that was the previous answer. The previous answer, Shema.
Maybe somebody will die.
So what's the difference now? You're just parsing words. You're parsing words.
Maybe somebody will die. We're not chayshish.
What? I don't say something. Right now, where are we holding right now? Do we have box or not? We're coming over here to establish public policy.
Right, so we're saying, let's make a box.
Because maybe someone will die. Right?
Then the whole box will go to waste.
Right. Okay, so what's the Gemara's answer?
The box won't go to waste because
the Gemara's answer is you're not that thought.
You could presume that the guy's alive.
No, that's what the Gemara says. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara is saying is, you have no obligation to take that into consideration, that a person's going to die. Just
no,
like...
Because you don't have to be concerned that someone might die.
Okay, fine. So now, what does the Gemara answer? So we don't... Exactly, we don't have to be concerned. Just like if a person sends a chatz, Medina Sayan, and it arrives, the money arrives, 6 months, it took 6 months. Wow, 6 months, a long time. Maybe the guy who sent it is already dead.
We don't have to be chayshish that the guy died.
Okay, so therefore, right now, when we're coming to make boxes, make the box, and we're not concerned that if someone will put the money in the box, that he's going to die before we're makiv the carbon. We're not concerned for that. So what does the Gemara now say? Oh,
okay, so if you made the box, what happens if somebody did die? You know that somebody died.
But that isn't that part of the previous part of the Gemara? That's always going to happen. There's always going to be an exception. The Gemara is telling us the exception is not.
But if you know someone died, then the money is going to be no.
No. Okay, I hear you saying. Okay, we're not. Okay, now let's go weiter. Let's go weiter. There's a problem here which needs to be addressed, and I believe that in this issue that we're discussing over here lies some very significant chomer to use in dealing with creating public policy regarding going to war, regarding experimentation on society. There's a lot of heavy, heavy things over here. There's always in the world, you make a thing for the cloud. It's good for the cloud, but you know there's collateral damage. It's always going to be yechidim, they're going to suffer. We don't live in a perfect world. Individuals are going to suffer, but the klal, it's going to be good for. How? What's the guidelines? When do you say, should we go to war or not? If we go to war, it'll be good for the klal, but they're going to be yechidim that are going to die. So are you allowed, how are you allowed to go to war? How could you go and sacrifice people for the battle? How does all this work? There's something going on over here. Let's go back to the Gemara. Let's talk if someone dies. Okay, someone died. So what are we going to do now? No problem. Bereira. Let's select 4 zuz. That's the amount that they give for the chatos. And throw it in the garbage, in the Yam HaMelech. And the remainder will be ready to buy karbonas. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, let's say Bereira. Ah, now we go to Naya Sugya. You're going to say now the money that you took out of the box, we're going to use a halachic principle to assume that this specific money you put in the box is the money that was given by the dead man. The one who died, you have mazel, gros mazel, the one that you pulled out of the box, that was the money that belonged to the dead person, even though the chances, I mean, statistically, it's almost impossible to assume for sure. You can't say avadai. The world of halacha does not operate with the rules of teva. According to the sciences, the chances of saying that the money you're going to pull out of the box is 100% the money that was put in the box by the person who died, we don't need 100%. In halacha, we just need it to be a possibility. And if there is such a possibility that satisfies the halacha, the world of halacha has a different reality than the world of reality as we know it. Okay, in the world of reality, can you tell me for one moment that the money you're going to pull out of the container, the pushka, is bedafka, the coins that the dead person put in the box? No way! No way! No way!
It's a fair thing, because Brera doesn't sound like it applies here. If you have buses,
it's a different type of Brera.
Mixed with kosher meat. You let it take out the tray for meat and say, take out meat and say, look, the Mafreya, Brera makes this the tray for meat and the rest is kosher.
No, that's bittel. That's another principle. That's bittel. If you have 3 pieces of meat. Right now, look, let's read the
Gemara. But you're saying, according to the Gemara, there's a solution to if a treif gets mixed into kosher, just take out a piece of meat and say, this meat is the Brera, is the treif of one, and therefore the rest is kosher.
No, you don't say that. You don't say that. You don't say that.
There
you have bittel. There you have bittel. Over here, there's no bittel. Bittel is better.
First of all, why is there no bittel? It goes back into
because there's no called a parish. It's called kavua. Called kavua kemechsal mechza. You're mixing up 2 completely different principles. Roiv, you go basa roiv. Only called the parish, meiruba parish.
The reason why you don't don't say kabitl is because it's dovish.
Kol kavua kimechza al mechzia damya. You want to say it's choshev? Because it's dover choshev, dover shebeminyan, money you count. There's no greater dover shebeminyan than money. Money is the greatest dover shebeminyan. How many millions do you have in the bank? Well, guess what? He has more. Okay, money is a dover. You're saying another svar. Why you don't say over here, Roy, Bittle brother? But over here, it's another time. If you have money.
Mishnah Lamelech says that the coin is regarded as a significant item. It's a dover chashev.
A dover shemminyan. So there's no din Bittle. Now, if there's no din Bittle, we need to come up with another solution. We have a Naya solution called
Breira. Breira doesn't make sense here.
This is not your classic Breira. You see, you're assuming, you have to be very careful. There are a lot of different times the word Breira is used in many different contexts. It's like Migu. Migu is also used throughout Shas in different contexts. That's not one size fits all. There are different varieties of Migu. Likewise, different varieties of Breira that have nothing to do with each other. We will go to Raikon Shul, 7:30, Shabbos morning. The Goyin, the Tzaddik, the Rashi Nebahak, Rabban Shokol Ben Shokol HaGolil, the Aflapash, the Soichem will give you a Shi'ur to be Maz with the different types of Breira. This is a different type of Breira here. And the Breira here is to select, take out some coins, and we can now say the coins that you take out of the box, these are the coins that the dead person put in. Now you're going to tell me go into a laboratory to some mathematicians and tell me what are the chances that's going to happen. They'll give you a number. What are the chances? They'll give you a number, but the number will not be 100%. And most of us assume that the world of halacha operates with the laws of science, that it has to be 100%. That is patently false.
Is even if it's a 5% chance, this Breira will work.
Even 1% chance. Even 1%. Exactly. It's a tremendous chiddush, though. That's a tremendous chiddush to say such a thing.
You should say that even in a case where there's ba'if against it, you should be able to take out the miut and say, let's make the miut.
So you're suggesting now, you're asking Akasha, why do we ever need bittul roiv? Bittul roiv? Forget about bittul roiv. Get rid of bittul roiv. Let's do breira. Breira. Murder Akasha. So you know the answer is that you're saying one answer is the koyach of bittul is so good, it allows you to eat all the pieces of meat. Even bevasachas. And if you don't want to go so far with bevasachas, at least you can eat them.
He says the Rishonim say the Gemara is based, this question is based on the assumption that at the outset, each person, when he places his money into the box, would stipulate that.
Woo! No. This, I don't like. Who says this? Who you get this from? Who says
one
this?
One of the Rishonim.
Rishonim say this? Oh boy, you just set off a whole war. This is World War III over here, what you just said. That's a tremendous chiddush.
It says we are not using Breira to distinguish between permissible coins and impermissible ones, but you're using Breira to designate which coins it is that are impermissible.
Right. This is a very deep Iyun Shir. Shev Shmaitza. Shev Shmaitza. This is over way over my head, but this is a tremendous chiddush, what you just said. I'm telling you a balabatish answer, and the answer is Enochanami. Every single roiv, you can talk and say Breira. You know what the koyach of roiv is? Mishapech. The koyach of roiv allows you to eat all three pieces of meat. If you have two non-kosher, at the two kosher, one non-kosher, you know what roiv does? It makes the non-kosher kosher. Breira will never make every single coin inside this thing kosher. You have over here a taruvis of good money and bad money. What are you going to do now, Breira? We're going to take out money, and we're going to assume the money take out is the good, we'll take out money, we'll assume this is the bad money, get rid of it. Breira can never, ever trigger a koyach that everything is going to be good.
I hear you, and you're probably correct about that, but what I'm saying is...
You're saying technical, I hear the answer, you're saying this very technical answer, you're reading into the Gemara things that it doesn't say, that every single person that put the money into the box, And then Gatanai, maybe someone's going to die. Maybe. And even though the Gemara said before that no one's going to die, the Gemara just said one line above that we're not chayish anyone. We don't live like that. You don't live in a world where you go and you wait. You mitzapeh. Ah, I can't wait already for this guy to go. You don't live like that. Oh, maybe someone's going to die. I'm looking around at all these people. Someone's going to die here. So I can't wait until he dies. So they make a tanai when I put money in there that in case someone dies, then, and the koyin takes out money to be for the gold of Yamelech. So if my money comes out, so my money should go for him, and his money will go. So my money should go for him, and his money goes for me. Really? You like that answer? Listen, if it's what it says, I'm a kabbal. If the Rishonim say such a thing, I'm a kabbal. But to go say this, it's tremendous chiddush. What does the Rebbe, Rabbi Shaul Lehman, say about this? What's the Rebbe? He's on mute. What can we do? Weiter. Let's go weiter. Yeah. What do you think?
Finish the Rebbe. That's why I didn't respond.
What?
He's a Groyser Rebbe.
Vasa Zokin. He wears white socks. Weiter. So the never arba zuze v'nishte b'maya v'hanach nishteru. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda less lay brera. He rejects this principle called brera. Less lay brera. Minolan. How do you know? This is the famous Gemara brera. This Gemara is one of the most popular Gemaras in Gan Shas. This Gemara. Minai. How do you know Minolan? Do you lay b'michodem in the Mishnah? Lakech yami bein akusim. If you buy yayin from the kusim, at this point in time in history, they were gerei aroyos. What? A braisa. You buy yayin, mibein akusim, erev Shabbos, simcha sheicha. I made v'yemes diva kusim l'choyredes, and it's not mafresh, chumusim aishois. Because the kusim are gerei aroyos. They were magayer because of the lions, we're eating them up. You don't have a kli to separate, to siphon off the teruma and the meiser. So what are you going to do? You want to come on to brera. You want to designate inside the barrel the teruma and the meiser, and you'll drink on Shabbos Kodesh the whole barrel, and you'll leave over on the bottom a small amount, and whatever you leave over, hover hadavol lemafreya. That what you left over is the truma and the mice and the truma's mice. Correct? So are you allowed to do this? What are the issues? There are many issues. Issue number one is, what happens if you do this and the barrel cracks at the end of the day? So then you end, the coin gets nothing because what you were supposed to give him, he never got because the barrel cracks. Then it turns out that limafreya, you were drinking tevel because he never got what he was supposed to get. Number two, even if it does work, you're not chayish for that. Who says you can come on to this principle of retroactive activation? Yeah? Two halachic issues. Are you with me? Shloimi. Hamelech shahashalom shaloi. So halakech yain, the person buys yain, nibin akusim. From the mibin hakusiyim. There are two yuds here. Mibin hakusiyim from the kusiyim. Erev Shabbos, in chashech with darkness, so you should stand, v'oimer, and you shall declare, shnei lugin, two lugin, shani osa l'harish, how much truma do you give? Truma is 150. So 100, how many lugin do you give from 100? You give two lugin, shani osa l'harish, truma, there shall be truma. Asara, so what's left? Now you're down to 98. From the 98, and you want to go give 10, which they really should give 9.8, but we're rounding up the numbers. Asara, 10 shall be my sarishin. Tisha, now you're down to 90, or really it's 8.8.8, and then you give Tisha, so it's really 90, you have to give 10% is my sarishin. Tisha, I'm sorry, we gave already 10 my sarishin, now Tisha, my sarishini, umechel. Now what does it mean, umechel? Mechel means you redeem. Meiser Sheni, you have to now redeem the Meiser Sheni immediately upon cash, upon Matbeos. You have in your home coins, and you declare, I want the sanctity of the 9 Logan that I have just now designated to be Meiser Sheni. I want that sanctity to be transferred to coins that I have in a certain location in this world, v'shoisemiyad. Who said, in other words, so we're coming on to Breira, and we're not concerned, shema yivoka hanoid. We're not concerned the container will break. Who says this? Divrei Rabbi Meir. This Rabbi Meir. But now we have three people. The three musketeers. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon. They hold oistrin. Alma ein Breira. So how can you tell me Rabbi Yehuda holds a Breira? We have a solution over here when it comes to the case. We have Mimnei Atarubis. We have over here the Shoifrois. And we're going to say, are you suggesting I have a solution? Go and put the money in the Shoifer for the Nadav. In case someone dies, Vadai, we know someone dies, we'll take out some money and put it aside in the Amalek and we'll say Breira. It's not going to work. If he doesn't know Breira, the Gemara is Mimai. How can you compare the case of the Kusim to the case of the Shoifers? They're not the same cases. Mimai Dilma Shani Hasim Kidikani Taima Armulla Rabbi Meir Iatamaida Shema Yiboka Hanoid. It's not because of Breira. I hold the Breira. I hold the works. There's another concern. You're gonna drink all the yayin and you'll never get around to giving it to the Kohen and the Levi because the container may crack. And if it cracks, then what was supposed to go to them goes on the floor, and it turns out that the mafre retroactively, you never were mafres chumus and maestres. So it turns out that you ate tevel, you drank tevel l'mafreya. Shema yivok anoid, v'nim se shayse tevel l'mafreya. The Omar Lohem Meir response is, licha sheyivoka. When it will break, we will worry about it. In the meantime, we are not concerned. We're not concerned about the future. We're not concerned what's going to be. If you're going to worry about what's going to be tomorrow, then you're not going to be able to live today. You have to forget about what's coming tomorrow. You have to focus on the present. Vaita. Ella, so therefore, we're back with the. So where are we holding at this moment in time? At this moment in time, the Gemara is of the understanding that Rabbi Yehuda holds of Breira.
I thought we were saying now that you can't bring a raya from there.
So he holds a Breira. Rabbi Yehuda indeed holds a Breira. So the question is, why can't we have a special shofar for the Kinei Choyva?
Okay, right.
What's the Taruvis?
Or he's saying, so this is not a good place to bring the raya. Where is the raya that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold Breira?
Oh, okay, so you want to say that. Fine, so this is not a graph of Breira. Ella, we have to bring another source for Breira. That Rabbi Yehuda rejects the principle of Breira. Ella, Midatani, Ayoy. Who's Ayoy? This is by Tzipora, when Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe took up the stone for Tzipora, and the Mayim, and then she comes home, and she tells her father, Yisra, he says, how come you came home so fast tonight? Ish mitri hitzilon miyadam. The gam deloy de lalanu vayash tzatzoin. So what does Yisrael says? The ayoy. I remember I told this to Dr. Victor, and his eyes were popping out. The ayoy. Ayoy. It's chuvra hadavel lemafre that this is your bashert. The ayoy. You see, we're learning over here Shaduchim, a segula.
That's why you said it?
I said it's like a joke. It's not a joke. It's
explain the joke. It's when you said to him, Ve'ayoy, what did you mean to say?
Yisro said to Tzipor.
After she told him.
So, exactly, Ve'ayoy. What was he saying? The fact that he was the one that was so kind to you, everything worked out.
He's gonna marry you.
Exactly. Right. Vayoy, it's chuvra lemafreya that this is your bashert.
You say vayoy, that's a hint to you that vayoy is the person who holds a breira.
Right. Ayoy is the ma'andam that holds a breira. So the fact that we're learning over here tonight about Ayah is a simen hashemayim that both you and Rabbi Sholim are going to make semochos very soon. You see that? We're learning about Shaduchim tonight. The Ayoy. Ela migtani Ayoy. The Tani Ayoy. What does Ayoy say? Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Ayoy says the name of Yehuda. Ein odemas nal shnei dvarim keachad. In other words, Eruvim. when it comes to the laws of Eruvei Techumin, where should I go? Should I go to Sruli? There are two Srulis, Sruli Reisman and Sruli Borenstein. Someone told me there are two Srulis, the Gedolei Hadar, the Sruli Reisman and Sruli Borenstein. Should I go to the left or should I go? Which one should I go to? They both come to give a shiur. So what I have to, I'll decide, but each one is outside of the tchum. So I'm going to go put down the two Eruvei Techumin.
So, but I'm saying, he says, I'll decide tomorrow which one I want to do.
Right. And then Lemafreya, my Eruv will be triggered.
That's no good.
Ayoy says it's good. Ayoy says it's good.
That's Breira.
Breira. The Tani Ayoy. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, Ein Adam. Rabbi Yehuda says, there's no din. Ayoy tells us, Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, Ein Adam Master. Ein Adam Master. That's Rabbi Yehuda. But Ayah holds, yeah, you can do this. The Tanya Ayah, Rabbi Yehuda Oymer.
But he's allowed to say,
Yibbo Chacham
LaMizruch,
Eruv LaMizruch,
LaMayruv LaMayruv, that he's allowed to say, according to Rabbi Yehuda.
You can't decide. Right.
No, he says, I want to go to
one Eruv. And
I don't know if it's coming from the east or the west.
Right.
Coming from the east, my Eruv should be good on the east.
If there's only one Sruli coming, then wherever he comes, then the Mafreya. That's not called Breira. That's not Breira. But if they're both coming, there's one coming from the east, one from the west. And
so
I'm going to...
coming from the east and Ephraim is coming from the west.
You can't make a decision, right? You can't make a decision on the spot because that's Breira. But if there's only one coming, and the question was just you don't know where he's coming from, then you say Breira. The Tani Ayoy, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Adam Asnal Shnei Devarim Keachad. You can't go make a decision. You can't make a decision tomorrow. You will decide tomorrow what you want to do. But what could you do if only one person is coming? You don't know where he's coming from. Ella Im Bachacham LeMizrach Eruv LeMizrach LeMavel Eruv LeMarif. Avel Lekan Lekan Loi. Ravina Ba Maishna. What's the Chilek? Maishna Lekan Lekan Deloi. De'ein Breira. Because if you have two different people coming. You have a Sruli coming from the east, Sruli from the west. That case is not going where you're making a decision. He already came. You are just ignorant. You just do not know where he came from. Okay? The Hashta. So now that we hold, we are over here, that Rabbi Yehuda holds of Ein Breira. That is why there's no solution. Hok Ein Breira, Hok Siva Islay. Yer Makipurim Nami Navitre. So the Hashta, Rabbi Yehuda Ein Breira. So now that he holds Ein Breira. But he has to hold the ksiva. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda, we know he said explicitly. Rabbi Yehuda said, the Gemara is just following up all the loose ends. Because he says explicitly, he holds of ksiva. Where does he hold of ksiva? Where? By the case of the 13 shayfars. There are 13 shayfars. Each shayfar has ksiva. So it was going back in circles. I have stuck. So why?
Why doesn't he hold of a second stand?
Haksiva isle, but he holds of ksiva. So yemakipurim nami na the tray. So now that we understand now why Rabbi Yehuda holds when it. We have our time over here. Chulz to the kohen gadol. That's the answer. Chulz kohen gadol. Thank you.
Thank you.